Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We say every day in Ashrei, Ve'ata noten lahem et ochlam be'ito, that Hashem Himself gives us our parnasa at the exact time He knows is best for us to have it. The Shulchan HaTahor in Ma'amarim Zeha Mitzvot Perek He counts four separate mitzvot from the Torah that a person has an opportunity to fulfill whenever his parnasa is seemingly delayed in coming. The first is to hold back from getting angry. As we know, at a time of monetary pressure, a person is naturally more irritable. And by him holding back that anger, he fulfills a mitzvah. Being calm and pleasant with his family members, despite the stress he is under, is a very powerful avodah. He also counts two separate mitzvot if the person will have emunah that his situation is being orchestrated by Hashem, and that is the only reason his parnasa is delayed, not because of what it seems like from the natural way of the world. The fourth mitzvah, he writes, is accepting with love that Hashem is doing it for His best. Every circumstance we find ourselves in life is another opportunity to serve Hashem the proper way from that circumstance. Our ability to do that is what determines our success in life. Knowing Hashem is in charge of our parnasah, and that only He determines how and when we get it, will help us in so many different instances. We'll always be able to remain calm and composed and act the way Hashem wants us to. A man who is a speech therapist told me that during the beginning of COVID last year in March, his business shut down and remained closed until December. In the interim, his oldest daughter got engaged in September, and the wedding date was scheduled for December 28th. It was challenging enough for him to keep up with his regular expenses, but to make a wedding at that point seemed almost impossible. Initially, he was very worried, but then he recalled the emunah lessons that he had learned about Hashem giving each person what he needs at the time he needs it, and he was able to continue on with life in a calm state. Each time there was an expense, he focused on that expense alone and did not worry himself about the future ones. Baruch Hashem, he managed to pay each expense as it came. Still, the biggest expenses were coming starting from the last week leading up to the wedding. He had applied for unemployment and was deemed eligible and was certifying weekly, but for some reason he wasn't receiving any payments. He spent a lot of time and put a lot of energy into speaking to many different people trying to get those payments, but was unsuccessful. Finally, he received a letter one day in the mail saying that on December 18th, he would have a phone hearing to determine if he would receive the payments he was seeking. He felt that that was so min hashamayim, 10 days before the wedding, and according to his calculations, he would be due by that point about $15,000, just what he needed to get by. December 18th came, and that call lasted 50 minutes. At the end of the call, the judge told him he was denied. All of his time and effort and hope had just been shattered. But then, once again, he strengthened himself saying, just because I thought the money would come from here doesn't mean a thing. Hashem doesn't need my help to tell him from where to send me the money. His great emunah response relieved a lot of potential stress and gave him the strength to go forward, knowing confidently he was responding exactly the way Hashem wanted him to. On Thursday, December 24th, his mortgage broker called him to say that he was finally deemed eligible to refinance, and if he would come in right away, they could get it done for January. He had asked his broker about taking advantage of the lower rates a few months before, but different issues came up and they were never able to get it done. Now, 4 days before the wedding, it finally fell into place. He went to the bank and reviewed the papers, and then he saw the bottom line, which read $13,500 cash back. "What's that?" he asked. The broker said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you. Somehow I worked it out that you'll be getting money back to do whatever you want with." Then he was told the date that that money would be deposited into his bank account. December 28th, the day of the wedding. On the spot, he cried tears of thanks to Hashem for taking care of him as he always did, giving him the money he needed, be'ito, at the perfect time. Hashem gives everyone their parnasah at the right time. It's up to us to act the way he wants us to beforehand. Have a great day.